Unit 16. Jim Thompson, Life and Legend.
It was as though he had vanished into thin air. To this day, no clues have been found as to what happened to this wealthy American businessman, who is credited with single-handedly reviving the Thai silk industry. It was as though he had vanished into thin air. To this day, no clues have been found as to what happened to this wealthy American businessman, who is credited with single-handedly reviving the Thai silk industry. It was as though he had vanished into thin air. To this day, no clues have been found as to what happened to this wealthy American businessman, who is credited with single-handedly reviving the Thai silk industry. He was sent to Thailand, where he worked with the United States Intelligence Agency. He was sent to Thailand, where he worked with the United States Intelligence Agency. He was sent to Thailand, where he worked with the United States Intelligence Agency. At first, Thompson planned to renovate a famous hotel in Bangkok, the Oriental Hotel, to attract tourists. At first, Thompson planned to renovate a famous hotel in Bangkok, the Oriental Hotel, to attract tourists. At first, Thompson planned to renovate a famous hotel in Bangkok, the Oriental Hotel, to attract tourists. Very few people were interested in doing it, and even those weavers still at work only did it on the side as a supplement to their regular income from other work. Very few people were interested in doing it, and even those weavers still at work only did it on the side as a supplement to their regular income from other work. Very few people were interested in doing it, and even those weavers still at work only did it on the side as a supplement to their regular income from other work. Although Thailand is by and large a Buddhist country, these weavers were Muslim, a fact that helps explain why they all stayed together within their tight community to support one another. Although Thailand is by and large a Buddhist country, these weavers were Muslim, a fact that helps explain why they all stayed together within their tight community to support one another. Although Thailand is by and large a Buddhist country, these weavers were Muslim, a fact that helps explain why they all stayed together within their tight community to support one another. At that time, most of the weavers in Bun Crew supported themselves through other jobs, but Thompson eventually persuaded them to go back into production to supply his new company, the Thai Silk Company Limited, founded in 1948. At that time, most of the weavers in Bun Crew supported themselves through other jobs, but Thompson eventually persuaded them to go back into production to supply his new company, the Thai Silk Company Limited, founded in 1948. At that time, most of the weavers in Bun Crew supported themselves through other jobs, but Thompson eventually persuaded them to go back into production to supply his new company, the Thai Silk Company Limited, founded in 1948. Six of the houses he found were then brought together and reassembled into a single home, which Thompson finally moved into in 1959. Six of the houses he found were then brought together and reassembled into a single home, which Thompson finally moved into in 1959. Six of the houses he found were then brought together and reassembled into a single home, which Thompson finally moved into in 1959. As for Thompson's disappearance, although no hard evidence has been found, there are many theories explaining Thompson's fate. As for Thompson's disappearance, although no hard evidence has been found, there are many theories explaining Thompson's fate. As for Thompson's disappearance, although no hard evidence has been found, there are many theories explaining Thompson's fate. Perhaps he simply died in the jungle from falling into a hidden cave or hole, or being eaten by a tiger. Perhaps he simply died in the jungle from falling into a hidden cave or hole, or being eaten by a tiger. Perhaps he simply died in the jungle from falling into a hidden cave or hole, or being eaten by a tiger.